Chapter 8. Hack Comes to America. In the next 5 years, I worked with the scientists at Columbia University to study Hack. At the same time, the number of animal attacks around the world grew and grew. I wrote a book about Hack, and it sold well. We looked at hundreds of animals' dead bodies, and we found that their brains were heavier than normal. It was evidence that something was changing animals' behavior and their bodies, and now the government was finally interested. Good things happened in those 5 years, too. Chloe and I got married, and we had a little boy called Eli. He is 3 years old and very clever. One morning, I got a call from the president's office. She wanted to talk to me that day. A car came for me and Chloe, but it did not take us to the White House. It took us to a strange, dark building on a small street in New York. "I don't understand," I said to Chloe. "There's no one here." Then, suddenly, there was the sound of a helicopter, and a few minutes later, we were in it. The helicopter flew above Washington and landed at the White House. Then a man came and took us to a large room with lots of chairs.
"My name is Mike Leahy. I work for the president," he said. "The president can't be here now, but she wants me to talk to you because it's happening."
"What's happening?" I asked.
"Hack has come to America," he replied.
Then he sat down in front of a TV screen and showed us videos of dog attacks around the country. The film was taken from a helicopter. Chloe and I watched thousands of family dogs. They were running around in wild groups and attacking people in their gardens and on the streets. There were more meetings with people from the government that afternoon. Then a large man in black clothes came in, and I knew that he was very important. He watched the same film and said,
"We need to start killing these animals. I've spoken to the president, and she agrees."
I wanted to shout at him, "Hack is a problem in the environment. Killing them won't stop it." But I replied, slowly, "This is not a war, and these animals are not soldiers. We need to find the cause of the problem, and we must warn people about Hack."
"And make everyone afraid?" the man said. "No, if we start killing them now, we will finish Hack in a month."
I stood up. "We are going," I said angrily. "If you have any more questions, you have my telephone number." The next morning, I was in New York. I got a taxi to a meeting with my scientist friends. I was happy to see people going to work and cars on the streets. Life in New York was still normal. Then, suddenly, I saw a dog. It was moving along the east side of Third Avenue, and while I was watching, it began to run between the cars. It was going somewhere, and that interested me. "Stop the taxi, please," I said, and I quickly gave the driver some money. Then, I got out of the taxi and started following the dog down the street. I came to a corner, and for a second I could not see it. Then it appeared on a street to my left. I ran across the road and followed it down street after street. past the library and other buildings. Finally, it came to an old apartment building with stairs that went down to some doors. It quickly went down them. I quickly ran down the stairs and pushed against the large doors at the bottom. They opened easily. I was sure the dog had pushed through them too. At first, it was dark. Then I found the light and turned it on. I was standing in a room. At its end were more stairs. I went down them and heard some strange noises. I walked slowly toward them, and suddenly I was in a very large room with hundreds of dogs in it. They were behaving very strangely. Some of them were on top of others. They were mating in a huge group. They were behaving more like insects than dogs. On the right side of the room, lots of female dogs lay with their puppies. Some of the dogs looked thin and ill. I remembered something. Once in Costa Rica, I saw an ant circle. It was a strange thing. Hundreds of ants were in a big circle, going round and round until they died. Ants follow the smell of pheromones. And then I thought, could the cause of Hack be pheromones?